Okay, today, so we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Gittin. We are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. So this Mishnah is going to talk about cases where the husband is writing a get in the event that he dies. Now, the halacha is that ain't get la'achar misa. You can't have a get that takes effect la'achar misa, but he wants this get to take effect before he dies because he doesn't want his wife to deal with the Yibum or Chalitza situation with his good-for-nothing brother. So Zegi teich im mati. If a guy says, this should be your get if I die, and then he actually dies, meaning it was only al tanai that he predeceases her, and he did predecease her. Zegi teichim mati mechalizeh, which says this should be your get if I die from this illness, and he dies from that illness. Zegi teich lacharmisa, or if he says this should be your get after I die, and then he died. Lo amar klum. The halacha is, it is not a binding get, because in all these cases, the get was meant to be chal after he dies, and in get lachar misa, once a person dies, it's too late. They're not married anymore, because marriage ended in his death. Now, the Mishnah says, but mehayom imati, if he says this get should be your get from today, if I die, meachshav imati, from right now, if I die, hareza get, then it is a valid get, because the husband is making the get bichal right now, the mafreya, to the time that he's actually alive. But if he says something more confusing, he says, from today and after I die, then get ve'eno get. Then we don't know if it's a good get or not, because we don't know which one to take seriously. Did he mean mehayom, or did he mean la'achar misa? I mean, it could be that he wanted it to be mehayom, and then he changed his mind. It was a chazara. He changed his mind, and he wants it to be la'achar misa, in which case it wouldn't be a good get. In meis chalitza, so if he dies without any children, his wife does need to do a chalitza, but she's not eligible for yibum because maybe they're already divorced and therefore the brother is not allowed to marry her. Man is sick and he gives a get to his wife and says, Zegi teich, if I die from this illness, v'amat v'halach b'shuk. And then next day he's fine, he's walking around in the market, v'chala v'meis, and then he gets sick again and he dies. Omdin also, we have to figure out, we speak to the doctors, im machmas chali arishon meis, if he died from that original illness, it's just that he had rallied for a little bit, hareiz a get, then the get is still valid because he died from that illness. But v'im lav, but if the fact that he was walking b'shuk tells me that it's not that illness, that he had recovered from that illness, and that this is a new illness, then ain't no get. Then the get is not going to be valid because he didn't die. Mechol izeh. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalit. Lo tisyachid imo ela b'fnei edim. So this is picking up on the case where he says, Zegi teich mehayom im mati, and then he dies. So we assume that they are divorced. So the Mishnah talks about, okay, so what do we do in between when he says that line and when he actually dies, because retroactively they're going to be divorced back to Mehayom, but we don't know that until he actually dies. So lo tisyachid imo ela b'fnei edim. She can't be alone with him unless there are witnesses there, because we have to make sure that they don't sleep together, because it could be that they're already divorced. Afilu eved, the witnesses could be even an eved, afilu shifcha, and even a shifcha kananis, because people are not going to be so crass as to have tashma shamita in front of such people. Chut mi shifcha, except for her own Shivcha Kananis, because people are less shy to do things in front of their own Shivcha Kananis. So you need a better Shomer than that. What if the husband had said to the wife, Zegi Teich, Mehayom Shani Ba'olam, or Mehayom Shani Chai, Immati, so mahi ba'osnayam. So we said the halacha is that the get only takes effect when it's given, but the get only takes effect when the second before the husband dies. So what do they do in between when he gives the get and the husband dies? Mahi ba'osnayamim. So how do they interact with each other during that time? So Rabbi Dom Rakeshus chos vareha. What do you mean? They're for sure married in that whole time. It's only the last second that they're not going to be married. And that's fine. Rabbi Yossi or Mugresh is Vayner Mugresh. Rabbi Yossi says no. They have to be. They have to view themselves as if they are suffek divorced, because it's true they're only going to be divorced at that last moment. But when's the last moment of his life? Do you know that this moment is not his last moment? Meaning, we never know when that last moment is actually going to be. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a guy says, Zegitech immati or immati b'chalizeh, or the achar misa, that's invalid because he can't get divorced after you die. If he says, mehayom immati, mechshav immati, it is a good get. But if he says a conflicting thing, mehayom ula achar misa, so then we're not sure what that is, so it's a suffix. And therefore, she'll need chalitza, but she will not be allowed to do yibum. If he said, mehayom immati mechalizeh, if I die from this illness, and then he walks around in the shuk, so we have to see, did he die from that illness or not? And that's what it's going to depend on. Then in Mishnah Dalit, we learned that during the intervening time where he had already given the get, but he had not yet died, so we don't yet know that the get had taken effect, then they're not allowed to have yichud together, but the person who saves them from yichud could even be an eved or a shivcha, as long as it's not her own shivcha. And then we had said in the second half of the Mishnah that if it's a case where the get is supposed to be chal a moment before he dies, so then we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how they interact with each other going forward. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, they're married, because they're married up until the last moment. And Rabbi Yossi says, any moment could be the last moment, so they cannot be acting as if they are married. They're not allowed to sleep together, and therefore you have to treat it like a safek megureshes. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey.